4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
And you're listening to At The Local on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And the time is now... Oh, it's not even 1 o'clock.
Early birdie catches the worm.
Yes. I think this is one of the first times in At The Local history we've been on before 1 o'clock.
That's because you have your, assistant face on.
Yes.
Everything by the book today.
Yes, everything is official and by the book and very efficient. And I'm joined by the lovely Eleanor Jackson.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Yes, Eleanor's joining At The Local team today, and today we're going to be... Oh, what are you going to talk about on the show today, Eleanor?
Ooh, I'm not talking straight away, but later, once I've psyched myself up, then I'm going to have a little chat about this Next Wave magazine, which is launching today. A good refuge for anyone who wants to stay out of the rain.
Oh, and I hear there's also a little...
Little party!
Anti-laneway, or is it just...
It's not anti-laneway, it's the laneway alternative for those of us who didn't feel like laning our ways. This way you can, stimulate your brain and drink.
Oh, and drink.
I mean, I don't encourage the drinking.
Oh, you can encourage your drinking if you wish. I think 4ZZZ is built on consumption of many substances.
Look, it's all soda water and lime. Thank you very much, Dom.
Yes, my consumption of substances are protein shakes and rehydration drinks.
Oh, God.
But yes, I'm going to be having Angelique back in, who is the director of Evoke Theatre Dance Company, or Dance and Theatre Company, I believe. She's coming in the studio to talk about the film that they've just worked on and some of the awesome workshops they're doing at her dance studio.
I'm very excited.
I know, she's also...
I keep wanting to make the cha-cha-cha noise.
Well...
I'm going to hold back.
Well, you can learn a one-level cha-cha-cha. That's what Angelique's going to be talking about. It's going to be so, so, so good. And also, I've had Angelique in the studio last year. So we did a little interview on the little dance company.
There you go. I'm excited to hear about this film.
Yes, so am I. And also, her dance company performed at the Woodford Folk Festival.
Ah, and I missed it.
I know.
There's so much good stuff at Woodford. I don't even know how people kind of jam it all in, but they did.
They did.
The young folk did.
Oh, the young folk.
I went to sleep.
But yes, and we'll be talking about other things happening around the town. Oh, guess what, Ozone? One thing you can do, Goma does their film festival, or their films over the summer period, and they had Barbarella last night.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Can you say Orgasmatron at this time of the morning?
I think you can.
You can. Okay. Wow. Did you see it?
No. A good friend of mine, Phil, went and gave me the little FB update on how great it was. Orgasm's the best in the morning.
Yes. That's not where I was going to.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we're going to go. Actually, the Laneway Festival is on right now somewhere in the valley, Fortitude Valley. I went a couple of times, and one of the best acts I saw was Still Flying.
Wow.
Which is like this reggae ska band, and they got one Australian female artist.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I believe Marty from the Locksmiths does a little couple of cameo bass playing.
Don't tell me these things.
It's true.
I'm actually a little sad. Isn't Feist playing?
Feist? She played a couple of laneways ago. I don't know who's really playing this year.
I gotta pay attention.
I'm
just indelibly linked with Feist and the Laneway festivals.
Yes.
I think that's... sort of the imprint for me.
Coming from Melbourne yourself, of course.
Yes.
Yes, I
was astonished to hear it's not in a laneway.
Yeah, well, they did do in a laneway.
I'm so late on the news. Glad this isn't a news program.
I know. Well, they did it in a laneway behind the zoo, Brisbane's famous zoo venue. But the problem is the acoustics in the laneway behind the zoo was absolutely atrocious.
And that is actually one of the hard things. I mean, I was astonished at Woodford how good the sound was.
Mm.
And, obviously they're a bit of a well-oiled machine at this stage of the game. But, yes, stuck in a laneway, nothing but hard concrete surfaces. It has the potential to be horrible.
It does. But without further ado, I'm going to play this song by Still Flying. And this goes out. I'm not going to give a dedication. I can't do it anymore. I've been told not to do dedications.
Why is there no ZZZ love songs and dedications?
Oh.
I want to call in.
Oh, my God, we could start a new show.
Be like, I really need to hear this hardcore song for my love.
Oh, that would be adorable.
It would be great.
But this one is Still Flying with Forever Dudes. You're listening to At The Local on 4ZZZ.
And you're on 4ZZZ, and that was Whispering Light by Jessica Hoop. Because I was in a bit of a Woodford mood, because Jessica played at Woodford and she was absolutely stellar. So that was Whispering Light from her album Hunting My Dress. And we have some friends. Yay!
I know. We rejoined in the studio by the lovely Angelique and Christopher, who are part of Evoke Dance. Well, the name has changed now, I believe.
Yes, we've gone through a lot of changes in the last year, and we've included a lot of theatre and film elements, so a lot of exciting new changes happening.
So now it's called Evoke Dance and Theatre Company.
Dance and Theatre Company. Oh, great. And 2011 was a big year for you guys. You played at, or you performed, sorry, at Woodford Folk Festival.
That was excellent. That was my first year at Woodford, and I had a ball. I got to meet lots of wonderful artists, and, yeah, we had a pretty good feedback from a lot of people, so...
Yeah, it was my third year there, and we performed at this big Latin showcase, and it was one of the kind of unknown standouts of the festival we ended up hearing. It was
wow.
Great. Big, huge crowd, and standing ovation, the whole tent and up the hill. It was great.
Oh, see, that's what Woodford's... I don't know, my experience in Woodford, that's what it's always been.
The things you stumble onto... Yeah.
This is it, and there's so much that if you suddenly kind of find yourself drawn to some big tent, you're like, what is everybody looking at?
Yeah.
Like, I have to be there. Yeah. So how exciting. Were you doing workshops as well or just performances?
Not this year. We were just performing this year, but we've got workshops lined up as well as more performances.
For next New Year, so it should be on again.
Great. So you've got some workshops coming up next weekend, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We've got a quite a different kind of workshop happening. We've got a cha-cha, mixed cha-cha, but it's actually going to be a Broadway Latin theme, and we're working towards a showcase, a performance piece. So we have a whole workshop with theatre skills, an introduction to theatre skills for the stage. So it's a bit of dance, a bit of theatre, and it's working together for... A performance coming up.
We've got about three, possibly four locations where we can work towards doing this performance with people who come to the workshop if they want to take the opportunity to perform. Mm-hmm. And we're wanting to mix in those different styles of a Broadway Latin style, mixing in cha-cha-cha skills and theatre skills, and having a mix of people as well with all different backgrounds.
Ah, awesome. So also I see that you've been working on a film, or you performed in a film, is that correct?
We were guests performers for a short film that was being developed over the last year, but we have a few more films in the
works. We've written 2.5 films, yeah. And you got to do something in the afternoon, and and yeah, the first.
I actually nap. Yeah. Is that legitimate?
Well, yeah, sometimes. One afternoon. The first film we wrote in an afternoon, but the next film and a half took a little bit longer. But once we kind of get creative juices flowing, we just kind of want to produce more artwork. And yeah.
Step me back just a little bit. So, how many people are in Evoke Theatre and Dance? Like, have you got a big group? Is it, where did the theatre kind of combo come from? Do you both also have theatre backgrounds? Or I'm just trying to get a little idea of, like, how many of there are you?
So we started off last year as just Evoke Dance Company, and I've had a quite extensive dance background, but Christopher's also done a lot of dance, but at the moment he's really been focusing on theatre for a while. So we came...
14 years.
Just a little while.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of dance before that.
Yeah.
And so, circus and puppetry. And
were you 12?
Heaps of things.
Were you?
I was 9.
Okay, fine.
Musical theatre and then singing and ballet.
Musical theatre has no limits to child labour. That's what I like about it.
Oh, you can't work 2 nights in a row.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
I lied.
That's only
it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I thought there was only one Billy Elliot. No, apparently they had like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was a little bit too old for that part. But I've got Evoke Dance and Theatre Company. Yeah. I'm not sad at all. This is so much better because I get to actually create things. We get to... I'm the director of theatre and film, and Angelique's the director of dance and music, and we get to collaborate with a lot of guest artists as well.
So the numbers in Evoke are constantly changing depending on what the upcoming projects are. So we welcome lots of different artists from different backgrounds, different genres, you know, filmmakers, musicians, actors, dancers, circus, skills, everything. So it's always changing.
And for this next workshop, you're collaborating with someone, but also people who have done the workshop can be a part of the performance. How does that work?
We have a few guest artists that we're inviting to perform lead roles in the choreography, but it's a very inclusive. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of fun, very energetic. Yeah. And the idea is to really provide a lot of quite a fast-paced workshop so that people from beginners to intermediate level can pick up enough skills and performance skills at the same time to really shine and be active members of the show. So,
Will people like Dom be able to participate?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You've never seen me dance. I cannot dance at all.
Oh, no, it's...
I have seen Dom dance. Dom can participate.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, it's one of those workshops where if you haven't done any cha-cha-cha before or theatre skills, that we're starting at a beginner's level and we're going to progress step by step through the different skills quite quickly because we want to... The end result, the goal is to do some sort of performance and... The part you might play in it, you might choose to do less because that's might be what you're comfortable with, or you might choose to want to do more. And also, if people are out there and they feel like, oh yeah, I'm good at cha cha cha, or I've done theatre skills before, then they can come along too because it's another opportunity to collaborate and get together and put on a performance and rehearse for a few performances.
Great. So you can. It's all due to your comfortable feeling, how your comfort.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you're there to encourage me and make me feel like I can take center stage.
Well, yeah, of course.
We like to think about things pretty openly, and we're constantly kind of tossing ideas around with people. If people want to say, hey, let's do this, we go, sure. So a lot of time the choreography evolves during the rehearsal process, so we see what skills people have and feel confident with, and we try to incorporate everyone's skills to get the best performance for everyone. So
Now, if tango is the dance of love and the worm is the dance of drunk people, what is the cha-cha-cha?
Oh,
it's cheeky.
It's very cheeky, a little bit sexy, and
very flirty.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's quite musical, so the way you it's open to a lot of interpretation because it's quite rhythmic and musical. There's a lot of different steps, and the way you do them can change the dance completely. So everyone can bring their personality, and it makes it very entertaining to watch.
Yeah. So, yeah. You can bring out characters in as well, which is something we like to do too with our choreographies. A story may appear, or characters may actually appear on stage or in films, and it's a great way to connect with the audience. We're on stage or in a film, we want to show how we're communicating with the audience and with each other, and then we also want to connect with the audience so the audience can actually recognize something that's happening on stage in the performance or in the film, and they can resonate with it, and they can connect with it. They can follow a story along.
And whereabouts is this this next collaboration? Who is it taking part with? There's one particular artist. I can't remember the name.
Oh, the Agave performance.
Oh, so as a part of this whole workshop process, and there's a few different performances coming up, but one performance that is a little bit more high profile than some of the others, where there's a very well-known Latin pop artist from the Dominican Republic called Juan Luis Guerra, and he's doing a tour around Australia, and he's got a performance in Brisbane, and so we're part of the big after-party doing a special performance, I suppose, as the entertainment for the after-party.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be one of the opportunities for people to perform with us.
Oh, man, after-party? And the exclusive performance type deal?
Something like that.
Well, I understand you've got Is it Juan Lewis? How do you pronounce it?
Juan Lewis, yeah.
Juan Lewis. Yeah. I understand we've got one of his tracks here.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen to.
Yes, it's a very new track. It's only a few weeks old. It's only just been released.
Oh, nice. So.
Yeah, January was released.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And what's the track called?
It's called Lola's Mumbo.
Lola's Mumbo.
It's lots of fun.
Nice. Well, we're going to listen to this track, and on the other side of this track, we'll come back and chat more to Angelique and Krista. You've been listening to 4ZZZ. And that was Angelique, who was an amazing artist.
That's Juan Luis Guerra, and that was Lola's Mumbo, which is a very fresh new piece he's got.
Nice. And you're going to be performing a mixture, or a fusion, can I say that? Fusion of cha-cha-cha and mumbo to
yes,
that song?
Yes, that's correct. Mumbo is quite intimately linked with cha-cha-cha. They have a nice relationship, and you can blend them and do some really funky footwork and a lot of fun shines. So, yeah, we're hoping to bring a bit of Broadway element to that as well.
Yeah, we can bring in different jazz moves as well and have people moving around on the stage and interacting with the audience.
Very dynamic.
So you have jazz, mumbo, salsa, all these different forms. How do they all work together? Do you...
Magic.
Magic?
That's just what we do. Yeah.
You know what? I actually think it's really exciting that... Because people can't see, but you're both very young. And I think it's really exciting that there's like... It's still really... engaged with these sort of dance forms, because every time you say those words I just have flashbacks to my Filipino family events where they'll suddenly be like mambo, and then everyone knows how to do it, and I'm the person going, I really only know clapping from side to side. Okay,
yeah.
When will people announce clapping from side to side? It doesn't happen. So I think
we need to
great.
Write that down for the workshop. Yeah, yeah.
That one's free.
Yeah, number one.
Next tip.
From side to side.
It's going to cost you.
I do. We do a lot of sort of body movement and sort of things to relax people and get people into the music, because if people are worried about the actual steps, sometimes the actual feeling, which is the majority, this is where all the dance came from, was just people moving to music and listening to the rhythms, and the steps evolved from there. So if people think of it as steps going backwards, people do freak out a lot. And sometimes
rather than enjoying it.
Yeah. Sometimes the best dancers you see out social dancing, they're not doing anything complex at all. They're just stepping from side to side, clicking their fingers, and they look amazing doing it. So we want to try to help people really find that inner sort of movement and engagement.
That's
and
a great
expression.
Attitude.
Yeah.
It's not about getting it right, it's about feeling the music and responding and
is it as good as dancing
connecting.
In your own bedroom?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. has to be. Yeah.
We were just debating that off air. What is it that professional dancers dance to in their own bedrooms secretly? Do you ever, does music come on the radio while you're having a shower and you just can't stop? Or is it just like, oh, my God, it's like work?
I sing in the shower all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes when I sing out of the shower, sometimes people say, yeah, sing that again. Or they say, please don't sing that again.
I actually don't limit it to my bedroom. Every time I hear some music, whether it's cooking or in the lounge room, I'm constantly doing like a cha-cha over to the fridge or stirring the pot. And
percussion on the pots and pans.
Yeah. Does it make it tax deductible then when you cook?
Makes it more
just
delicious.
So practical. What is that about?
Yeah.
Practical.
Okay. We have to start up a restaurant, music and food.
Yeah, that's a nice collaboration idea.
Yeah.
Then the waitresses could come over and they could be like dancing with your plates before they arrive. Do they already do that? They already did that.
I've seen a waitress almost spill a plate and it kind of looks like a bit of a mumbo move.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very positive.
So this is extremely infectious, but it sounds... that everything you do in your life, you're dancing or performing, even if it's not in front of people or with people, in your own time. Like, so if I came along, would I be infected?
There's a,
oh, that sounds
there's a very high
yuck.
Chance.
Yuck. You didn't mean
it's
it that
addictive,
way.
Yeah. Okay?
You would be struck with the passion of Latin dancing.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you came along, you would get very passionate about the music, as we are. We tend to want to do with Evoke Dance and Theatre Company, we tend to want to do everything with purpose. So whether it be a dance step, whether it be the choice of music, whether it be the costumes, what we choose to do in a workshop, how we interact with audience members, or how we hear a tune and just dance along the street or in our bedroom, we tend to do it with purpose and enjoyment, really. So it's hard to stop smiling once you start.
Yay. How do people find out about this? It's probably the best thing now is, I guess, if people are still tapping their toes from Juan Luis, how do they find out more about the company and then the workshops?
Well, the website's definitely a good place to start.
Brand new website.
Yes, so exciting. There's a few interactive things there, and obviously send us an email anytime. All the details are on the website, and you know, we'd be happy to meet up for a coffee or something. So the website is www.evokedanceandtheatre, that's with A-N-D in the middle, .com.au. So yeah. Check it out.
You'll have to...
.com.au?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Evoke Dance and
It's just .com.
Oh, it's just .com.
Yep.
Oh, I put in some extra.
You're
going to
go international.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've actually got a European tour at the end of this year.
Oh, you leave this to the last year, don't you?
Yeah. So.
When are you touring and where?
Oh, in September, we're going to Austria because we have some people that we need to meet up there, and then we're going through Venice and north of Italy, south of France, up to Paris.
Yeah.
That's going to suck, isn't it?
Terrible.
Yeah, well, we also have maybe 4 or 5 big events before that.
Amazing.
So there's a lot of rich things to get involved in.
All of it happening in Brisbane.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We want to involve all different shades of the community. And also, if people have different dance backgrounds and they want to come to this workshop coming up on the 4th of February, and it's going to be here in Fortitude Valley, that they can come along, because if you've done other dance styles, you can transfer skills, you can learn something new, show something that you already know, and you get a chance to perform.
We both came to Latin dance from other dance styles and picked everything up really quickly, and a lot of other people find that as well, whatever other musical and physical, like sports and stuff as well, you'd be surprised how easy all those skills you can transfer. So.
I used to be right into sports, and then I realised that there's more good-looking women dancing, so I've been a dancer for a long time.
Good advice has gone out there. More free. Next one will cost you. Then we'll be running ZZZ's online dating forum.
That's a great idea. Saying you come from different backgrounds, even if it's not even dancing, this is a rumour I've heard, or like a myth, that people who can fence can dance quite well. People who can, you know, fence at the Olympics with swords, apparently because they have the hand and foot movement, they can dance quite well. Have you ever come across a fencer?
I used to do stage combat, and it's very similar to actually learning a choreography, because you're learning the choreography of stage combat or fencing or fighting with either a weapon or just hands, and you need to do it correct or someone's going to get hurt. When you're doing a dance, you want to be able to stay on the beat, and you want to be able to communicate with who you're dancing with, so it's enjoyable.
And if you don't do it correct and you're dancing with a partner, sometimes you can get hurt as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we tend to have more smiles than bruises.
I just love that question, because fencing is one of the most obscure sports. Like, when you said that, I was like, you know, going with sport, I was going to be like, yeah, footy players are always doing ballet. You always hear about that. I was like, I love those photos of when they're there in their shorts doing the ballet. It's great. Fencing. I would never have thought fencing. That's great.
Yeah.
Secretly, though, I did know an Olympic-level fencer, and they were a terrible dancer.
Well, they need to come to our workshop then. Call them up.
I will.
Give them our website.
Get with the program.
And the website again is, Angelique?
www.evokedanceandtheatre.com.
.com. International.
Yeah.
It's truly international. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to our show. And you got a really big year ahead of you. If last year was big, wow. This year's going to be even bigger.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about everything.
Oh, that is fantastic. And, yes, so next Saturday, is it the 4th?
Saturday the 4th.
That's correct.
Great. The cha-cha-cha. Eleanor, do you think you can learn the cha-cha-cha?
I can say cha-cha-cha. That's all that matters. I feel it.
You're qualified to come along.
I'm just going
to
look at people and be like, cha-cha-cha. Anytime. Do you know what I mean? Like, thank you for my latte. Cha-cha-cha.
You're feeling the passion. You're not infected with the passion. I just want to clear it up. I feel really bad about that. But yes, we're going to have to go to another track now. But thank you once again so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. And in the future, when your big events are coming up again, we'd love to have you on the show again and have a chat.
Yeah.
And also post-European tour.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
That'd be wonderful.
We'd love to.
That's so great. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to go to a song from The Avalanches with a lovely tune, Since I Left You. You've been listening to At The Local on 4ZZZ.
Yes, it was. That was the Arcade Fire with Sprawl 2.
Although, you know, I had to say, once I thought Arcade Fire was music to break up to.
Really?
Don't you think?
I don't know.
It makes me sad.
Oh, well, that's no good. Don't be sad.
Anyway.
You're going to be happy here on 4ZZZ.
This is it. Welcome to 4ZZZ, the happy place.
The happy place. Even though I did one show, I dedicated a whole show to break up because, you know, I was really sad and had a whole sad show.
Had someone broken up with you, Dom?
Yes. And I played a whole horrible show of breakup songs. It was brutal.
Did anyone call up and be like, Dom, it's going to be all right. You will get through the night.
Oh, I had my support group. Everyone in the studio who was listening came in and went, oh, my God, are you all right? Like, took me out for a beer.
Good work, good work. Mm. Well, look, if you are looking for a place to go for a beer this afternoon, I think I have a place for you to go.
Where would that be?
You and I technically would need to teleport to get there.
In time?
In time. Because at 2 o'clock today at Avid Reader, they are having a launch of a brand new magazine.
A Brisbane-based magazine?
A Brisbane-based magazine. Ooh. Now, and I don't know if you know this, but Australians are straight up some of the most avid consumers of magazines in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Per capita, apparently, we do more magazines than anyone else. I think it's because books are expensive. Anyway, but we love our magazines, and hopefully we are going to love this magazine. I've been looking and kind of following it since their call for submissions a little while ago because they've got a really interesting brief. They're called This Next Wave Magazine, and they're putting themselves out there as a kind of new, collaborative, culturally relevant print publication, which, you know, in this digital era, print publications are rare as hen's teeth. Mm-hmm. And they want to look at constructive social change. So art, media, writing, essays, but not just kind of what can you buy, what's pretty, what looks good.
What kind of craft can I make that looks awesome?
How do I make these sustainable cupcakes?
Vegan.
Vegan sustainable cupcakes with hand-knitted covers. They want to talk about something else. Would you read this magazine, Dom?
Definitely I would.
All right, then.
Short, sharp answer. I mean, you know, I don't have to talk about how much I'd like it. It's going to be better than Frankie. All right.
I know. Although, this is a strange gender thing. I like Frankie, and it's very sweet. But Smith magazine came out, and suddenly, and that's a kind of companion one for men. And I just thought, God, don't women also feel interested in, like, artisan-produced handcrafts and, you know, strong careers and beautifully tailored suits and shoes? I do. I like those things.
I know you do. I see what you're
at. Only just like cupcakes.
The thing
that I really like about this magazine, though, is that they're really interested in looking at questions of, like, reconnecting with nature, the resurgence of community, looking at the commons, you know, what do we do with all of the stuff we have in the earth and how do we not waste it amongst each other, the culture of resilience, and something else good, responsive governance.
Oh.
Look at that. Do you know what I mean? Like, none of this lightweight cupcakes crap.
Wow.
Not that I'm... don't want to be down on a cupcake.
Heavy. This has got real substance, this magazine.
It is real substance.
And it's a Brisbane-based magazine.
It is, and then afterwards, this is where the drinking comes in, afterwards you can then go to the Rumpus Room, celebrate the after party, new print publication, interesting ideas, stayed out of the rain, found a place to listen to live music. So it's live music and live art and live discussions.
Whoa.
So much live.
Wow. So you were reading about submissions to this magazine. Now, were you going to submit something here, Eleanor?
No. Yeah. Short and sharp, Dom.
Short and sharp.
How'd you like that one? How'd that feel?
I expected you to go a bit more in depth.
Yeah, me too. I expected that to you too.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, I would have had I discovered it before the submissions closed.
Oh.
But it's a biannual publication. So if you come to this one, buy the first issue, check it out, enjoy the live music, the live acts, the live girls, whatever the hell's there, go for a drink, plot your new idea, hit up the editors.
Hit up the editors?
Hit up the editors.
Stroke their arms?
While you're there, you'd be like, I loved your magazine.
Whisper Sweet Nothings in their ear?
I love the commons. let's not waste them.
Oh.
Kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? And then we'll be like, we only have tonight. Let's write an article.
This is fantastic.
Oh, we should be in this article now.
I know. They should be writing an article about us.
No. I mean, look, I'm just interested in the idea. Better conversation, better cultural engagement. It's what we need. I mean, even looking at all this kind of discussion about the tent embassy stuff, I mean, Australians, we need it. We need to talk to each other and talk better.
I thought Australians...
Don't take any examples from me.
Oh, I thought Australians only talk about celebrity pap and shock diets and whatnot.
I love those things too.
But really?
I don't at all. It's a total another lie.
I can't wait for those articles to come in the next Frankie magazine.
I know.
But not this magazine.
No. I wonder if we should maybe listen to a song while we think about our cupcake recipes to save the world.
Yes. Now, what do you want to listen to? I'm thinking two songs. Hate Rock with Slow Glow.
Or Girling.
Or Girling. Girling is an old favourite of mine. I used to pull shapes to Girling.
Ah.
Yes.
I would be okay to rock, paper, scissors for the decision, but I don't think anyone would see who really won.
It's the wrong medium, but, you know, right. We'll see who gets.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Oh, one, two, three.
Oh, you win.
You have no idea how tense that was.
One scissors.
Tense. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we should now have a little bit of Girling, because that is a much nicer way to go out on rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
All righty.